not happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our playbook phone poll this week was, would you like to see the Redskins play Dallas in the first game of the playoffs? The overwhelming response was yes. 76% of you said we would like to see the Skins play Dallas. Only 24% said no. And now the burning question, do you or don't you like Don and Mike? Apparently these guys have sent you hundreds of flowers over the last couple of weeks. What's the answer? Yes or no?
No.
You don't like them? Oh, my. Why? Any particular reason?
No reason.
Have you gotten the flowers?
Yes.
Are they nice?
My wife enjoys them.
Well, I'll be sure to pass that along to
her. You have to be smart to be an offensive lineman. Joe just proved it.
No,
you're right. No comment is basically it. Thanks for being on the show with us, as always.
Thank you.
Charlie Cassidy, thank you. Christine Brennan, appreciate you watching. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tonight on the 10
Judge Jacoby.
He's mentally retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's not retarded.
No, he's not retarded.
That's what it is. Not exactly.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just listen and don't question why.
Stop that! It's silly. Very silly indeed.
They
webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Rajon, hello. A Don and Mike Show.
Hello, are you still talking about the Redskins?
There's not a day that goes by that we don't talk about the Redskins.
Excellent. I would just like to thank you for saying something I've always hoped to hear someone say, and that you don't have to be careful about what you say. And if people don't like it, well, that's... It's your right to say it. And I hate it when people say you have to be careful.
All right, thank you. The only time you should be careful is when you're having sex.
Yes. Absolutely.
Always be careful. Wrong.
Well, otherwise you'll be like that commercial. You know?
Gay sex, whoa.
No, not that commercial.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And the other one is a Bill O'Reilly commercial for gay sex.
Gay sex, whoa.
That's it. It's a real short commercial.
No, it's for one of those Rosie Cruises.
Gay sex, whoa.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. I just wanted to bring up the fact that no one seems to realize that Kevin Dubrow has passed away.
Who is that?
The lead singer of Quiet Riot, man.
Quiet Riot,
the lead singer for Quiet Riot?
Right.
Yes.
Well, now I think we should all go home.
Yeah, I think that's it. We've done enough here today. What's the point? Mm-hmm.
He was apparently getting himself all cleaned up, and according to his friend, who I think plays in the band Deep Purple,
right.
It comes as a surprise.
It does.
But I would like to say something about his passing.
What's that?
I'm not surprised.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, it's you.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, jello to you.
Yeah, the thing about the Redskin dying guy?
The Redskin dying guy, yes. That's almost as good as this morning when Regis Philbin said, you know, the guy that plays for the Indian.
That's exactly what Regis said today. The Another out-of-it day for Regis. That's when he called Facebook Face TV.
That's right. It's a channel on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's got one of those channels.
Right. Well, I don't smoke.
The man who invented Gatorade also died today.
All right, that's also true.
We do have the tape of the guy from Quiet Riot, though.
Well, I don't smoke. I take pretty good care of myself. I mean, it's not exactly like it's brain surgery or it's like, you know, you have to worry about a hip replacement. It's not that difficult to do, really.
So what happened?
Was that Homo Joe?
No, that's the lead singer from Quiet Riot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was invited to someone's house for Thanksgiving, and he didn't show up. And after a couple days, they sent someone to look for him.
Sure.
And they found him dead.
2 days, huh?
Tough intro, man.
Well, I don't smoke.
Hold on. Where's the song?
What happened? I thought you were jingling in your pocket.
KCBQ.
It's a tough one. You just say, music.
Come on, feel the noise.
Quiet Riot.
Girls, rock.
How many other hits did they have?
They had Bang your head. Mental health or
mental health. And I remember the album cover. Wasn't the like half of a Hannibal Lecter mask?
It was like a.
I think it was.
Right.
Not leather like Hannibal Lecter. Maybe it was a.
It was a metal mask.
A but money it was metal mask.
Kind of like demonic type of, you know, Hostile 2.
Hey,
and I watched Hostile 2 last night.
How was that?
It was horrible.
Feel good?
You know who's in it? You know that guy that Rob loves that's in the producers, and now he's playing Dr. Frankenstein and Young Frankenstein on Broadway?
Bart. Who is he?
He's a versatile actor. He
Roger
plays,
Bart.
What's his name?
Roger Bart.
Well, if you want to see something really, really bad happen to Roger Bart at the end of the movie, like the worst thing that can happen to a guy.
Spoiler alert.
Just, I don't want to give too much of a hint, but just think about the worst way.
What does it get?
If you're getting maimed, the worst way to get maimed.
Getting a vasectomy.
Yes.
Hey!
Yeah. Rob, before you have your procedure, watch this movie. And you know you can fast forward right to the end because it happens right at the end of the movie. Yep. And then, bam, it's over right after that.
The doctor told me if should anything go wrong with my vasectomy, I'll still be able to talk through my computer.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to make a bet with you about Sean Taylor's death.
Make a bet?
Oh, make a bet.
Make a bet. Is that what you're talking
I'll
about?
Bet. I'll bet that the girlfriend is implicated in some way. When
bye!
All right, well, we'll make a bet.
Yeah, I got a bet. I will tell you. Here's my speculative statement.
Welcome to Guess That Crime.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don?
Yes, Mike, Buzz, Rob, all of us.
I was wondering if you could help me more by taking me to the Patriots game Monday night.
I'm not taking you to the Patriots game on Monday night.
To help him mourn.
I'm not even going to the Patriots game on Monday night.
You're not going to see the Ravens pass?
No, I'm not, sir. I'll be all here. Right. I'll be here entertaining an ever-dwindling number of listeners.
Is this a speculative statement or a presumptive statement? I'm listening to this guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
I wouldn't let him into your car.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
I think that was presumptive.
Yes, I think it was very presumptive.
Hello.
Or brilliant.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. I just got one comment about your Thanksgiving competition yesterday.
Thanksgiving competition yesterday?
The game.
Oh, the game.
Oh,
okay.
The Thanksgiving game. Right. What about it?
Who wasn't high on Thanksgiving?
Another reasonable question.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
What are you, high?
I forgot we had the one guy that didn't win the prize, but he smoked weed all during Thanksgiving.
I think his name was Humma.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're right.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, this is Mike's money. I'm still out here in Las Vegas. When are you coming to bring me back home, Daddy?
Not for a year, brother. Once a year trip, whether I like it or not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo doesn't care about black people.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's all right. Compare me to the president.
You've always liked to be compared to W.
You've had worse days.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you think maybe to cheer us up a little bit, you can give us a little bit of Nancy talking about his mom's great pie?
Ah, yes, the great Ma Nancy. No, she's talking about those fabulous pies she made.
The tape that we're going to get to today is the Roger Ebert talking through a computer.
Hard to watch.
Hard, but great to listen to.
Great to listen to. I'm glad I didn't get it. I didn't watch it because it was the dinner hour, and I just didn't want to look at that.
Right.
Well, let's hear it.
Welcome to the 9th annual Roger Ebert's Overlooked Film Festival.
That was a defining moment for iconic film critic Roger Ebert.
And, of course, it's Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Of course.
Our friend, you know, lottery winner Billy Bush.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm Billy Bush, guys.
He's the guy that has to sit down with Roger Ebert.
Interviewing the movers and shakers.
He stepped out last April at his Overlooked Film Festival in Urbana, Illinois. Why? Because there are millions of cancer-stricken people in our country. It's a reality. He stepped out for them and to do what he loves best, see and critique films. More recently, he sat down on camera again with me in a more intimate setting. And I hope your eyes open as wide as mine did to the courageous Roger Ebert. Is this your all-time favorite movie? Yes.
That's it?
Oh, no, there's a lot more.
Wow.
Next part, please.
His voice has been silenced and part of his jaw removed from the after effects of thyroid and salivary cancer. But Roger Ebert's mind and spirit are very much alive. Here in the Chicago townhouse that he shares with wife Chaz, In his screening room, named after the Opera House where they had their first date, Roger selects from the thousands of movies in his collection. His favorite, Citizen Kane. He orchestrates every frame like a movie maestro, feeling that snow globe in between his fingers. But to express his words, Roger uses a computer, which reads aloud the words he types out. Tell me how your computer has become your new best friend.
It allows me to talk to you like this, and this voice is the easiest to understand I've been able to find on the web.
There are no Chicago accents available?
No Chicago or the American voices sound dorkier than this.
But this self-described motor mouth with a rapid-fire mind gets frustrated when technology fails his eloquence.
Who could act in it? Not even Al Pacino.
With some hope, Roger, who is now cancer-free, may not need this computer in the future. They're going to do some reconstructive surgery on your voice to bring it back. What are the chances of that being successful?
Reconstructing voice and face. My fingers are crossed. No one can say for sure, but there is a chance I will regain my ability to speak.
I love that he uses a British accent. Yeah.
It is beyond, it's surreal to hear this. And now he goes on and describes why he got the British accent.
Yeah.
Why he didn't get the can we play a game.
Roger has been working through his illness. He's written Roger Ebert's 4-star reviews, which highlights the best he's seen from his 40-year career. And in recognition of his achievements, tomorrow night, Roger will be presented with the Gotham Award in New York.
And this is Roger Ebert, the film critic from the Chicago Sun-Times.
All right, now here he is on Gene Siskel.
Roger Who Ebert. Also, didn't he also die of cancer?
Yeah, brain cancer. Brain tumor. Right. Something like that.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers in a love-hate relationship.
You know, if he does get his voice back...
There's a lot of emotion for a computer voice.
Yeah. That's because he's using the British guy. If he gets his voice back, maybe he could develop a British accent.
And then he could look and sound like Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi.
Okay, here's why Roger Ebert chose that computer voice.
Tell me how your computer has become your new best friend.
It allows me to talk to you like this, and this voice is the easiest to understand I've been able to find on the web.
There are no Chicago accents available?
No Chicago or the American voices sound dorkier than this.
He chose well.
Chose his voice on the advice of his agent, I'll bet. That'd be my guess.
That's right.
No, I doubt the agent was that involved.
If we were truly cruel, we would get a program like that.
Right.
And we would call our agent up.
Sure.
Because our agent is Roger Ebert's agent.
Right.
Can you imagine if we called and said, "Hello, Elliot. It's me, Roger Ebert.
Hello." That's a pretty good voice, though. Not bad. They can give him his... So it's not his voice box that's been removed.
No.
Right? It's just like his jaw.
And then here he is. Roger Ebert saying that he will speak again. He may.
They're going to do some reconstructive surgery on your voice to bring it back. What are the chances of that being successful?
Reconstructing voice and face. My fingers are crossed. No one can say for sure, but there is a chance I will regain my ability to speak.
And you're right, Rob. I keep wanting to think, Luke.
I am your father.
Like Alec Guinness. That's right. Follow the force, Luke.
Let the force be with you. Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
Hi, Gabe. How you doing?
Good. I'm calling with your quarterly evaluation.
Oh, how am I doing?
And, you know, we're all still very pleased with your performance.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. I appreciate
that. Oh, good.
That's Gabe, your number one fan, Buzz.
Keep it up. I'll call back in February.
Please check in. Thank you, Gabe.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Number one fan.
Number one fan calling.
Number one fan checking in.
Asked again.
That's Gabe Kaplan.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I knew you guys were going to be talking about the Roger Ebert thing because it just screamed just BS where he's like, oh, he's so courageous. And I mean, give me a break. I mean, anytime someone comes down with an illness and somehow has an epiphany, they're courageous when there's millions of people doing the same thing, but No one gives a damn. It's just...
Well, listen, to be honest, Roger Ebert is courageous because to go on TV looking the way he looks is courageous.
Yeah, I would say most people in the public eye would probably, you know, go into seclusion and wouldn't come out and, you know, be out on the front lines. You probably wouldn't do that.
We played it because it's funny to...
To hear that voice, that computer. Voice. You're used to the Stephen Hawking voice.
Right.
Which is, can we play a game?
And I even remember when Stephen Hawking was on Star Trek.
Stephen Hawking British? Or is he American?
Don't remember. I'll check.
I think he might be British.
When he was on the Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek,
right?
Even in that case, he said something like, "Will you say engage?"
And it's right because if that's what Roger Ebert says, he does sound dorky. That does not sound like a dork. It sounds like it's Alec Guinness.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, that's not a British accent. That's E.T.
That's E.T.?
E.T. didn't have a voice.
No, E.T.
E.T. had the little phone home.
Phone home. Elliot.
And no accent.
Elliot. Hello.
That would work when you called your agent.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Elliot. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Echo.
Hey. What's happening? What's happening inside Rosie O'Donnell's uterus?
Where the hell are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, that's the largest room.
Hawking is British, by the way.
Really? Yeah, and he uses the American voice. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Listen, regarding the Peter North factor, and I understand when you spoke with Jan and she confirmed your abilities, do you have secrets for us?
Hold on a second. You know, we can't. There are too many conversations.
Yeah, this
going
guy
on
is
today.
Switching gears very, very quickly. Yeah.
This is a non sequitur. Today's not the day we're discussing Peter North.
I think he was trying to get more information, more secrets.
He wanted tips.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tips.
Hello.
Point. Hey there, boy.
Hey there, boy.
Why didn't he get a robot with a Baltimore accent on it?
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Impress your friends.
Hello, radio show.
Not a mic.
Right.
Have you heard they're holding a vigil for the football player at the Redskins Stadium?
Yes, yes. I think they're having one at the stadium and one out at Redskins Park.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's brought to us by Ford?
Everyone wants to jump in with that, and
everybody kind of wants to pile on Snyder, and we're usually leading the charge on that.
Not today.
I want to tell you something. I felt the twinge of it when I heard them announce it, and here's why. FedEx Field is a big, gigantic stadium. With a lot of room.
Right.
They said, when you come to Redskins Park, you can only come as far as the gate, the security gate.
Because it's cordoned off.
Right.
Right.
If you're going to go to the stadium, the area that they want you to use to make the memorial is right next to the Hall of Fame store. And that's exactly how the directions were laid out for people.
So as much as you didn't want to think that way, you couldn't help yourself.
You know, Mike,
there was just that little pang of
maybe,
that.
Maybe it's a coincidence. It's a big, gigantic stadium. They got a lot of room all the way around.
I agree with Buzz, not the day, but that doesn't prevent us from perhaps keeping an eye on things. Because, you know, just in case.
Well, the store is where they painted the giant number 21.
They painted what 21?
They painted his number today, a giant 21 number. They're at the Redskins Hall of Fame store. That's where they're having people gather.
Not on the outside of it, right? It was
on a window?
I don't know exactly. It just says there's a giant 21 at the Hall of Fame store.
Well, look into that.
I shall.
I bet it's near the cash register.
Now, Rob.
What?
I'm
that was speculative.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Rob Scrotum, generous scrotum.
Hey, what's
Rob's
happening? What's happening, GS?
Rob's generous scrotum.
Yes, I'd just like to say, Rob, please don't hurt me.
All right. Is this somebody that's arguing against the big V?
I could have sworn I took his phone away. And where are you?
Dialing drunk again.
Jesus, I need you back. I need you back by the 20th.
He's out working in a soup kitchen.
Wherever
he is. He's out donating his time. Your scrotum is very generous.
Wherever he is, he's hot.
He's hanging with a bag lady.
He's hot and sweaty.
Hold on, I got to be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.